Another pro-impeachment Republican punished in redistricting. By Joel B. Polak on December 22, 2021. Another Republican who voted for the second impeachment of President Donald Trump in January has seen his district redrawn in a way that makes it more difficult for him to win re-election next year. This time, Representative David Vallotto, RCA. In October, Illinois Democrats rewarded Representative Adam Kinzinger, RCA, who not only voted for impeachment, but serves on the controversial January 6 committee, by redrawing his district in a way that forced him to announce his retirement. In Illinois, billionaire Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., had campaigned on the promise to introducing an independent, nonpartisan redistricting commission, a promise he broke by handing the process over to partisan Democrats in the state legislature. In California, an independent commission has been in charge of redistricting since the last census. However, as in the last redistricting effort, the commission has produced a map that favors incumbent Democrats and hurts incumbent Republicans. Biggest losers on this draft map, hashtag CAO for McClintock, R, Trump plus 10 to plus 2 hash C.A. 21 Vallotto, R, Biden plus 11 to plus 13 hash C.A. 25 Garcia, R, Biden plus 10 to plus 12 hash C.A. 42 Calvert, R, Trump plus 7 to plus 1 hash C.A. 48 Steele, R, Biden plus 2 to plus 6. Dave Wasserman, at Redistrict, December 20, 2021. In Vallotto's case, The Washington Post notes, Democrats made an already difficult district even harder for him to win. An example of the potential benefits to Democrats is the new 22nd Congressional District, located in the state's expansive Central Valley. It is represented by Representative David G. Vallotto, a Republican who lost his seat in the 2018 Democratic midterm wave and won it back in 2020. Vallotto, who is one of the 10 Republicans who voted to impeach President Donald Trump over his role in the January 6 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, will face an even more Democratic electorate next year in a district Biden would have won by 13 percentage points and in which nearly 60% of potential voters are Latino. Vallotto previously prevailed in a district Biden won by 11 percentage points. Vallotto lost some of his more Republican territory to House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, R, whose new 20th district juts into Vallotto's current district like an outstretched arm. If Democrats are going to control Congress, it's my prediction that will happen because a bunch of 18-year-old Latinos showed up to vote in the Vallotto's district and flipped that seat, said Christian Arana, Vice President of Policy at the Latino Community Foundation. In 2011, liberal ProPublica exposed the fact that Democrats manipulated the nominally nonpartisan and independent redistricting commission in California to produce a partisan map that wiped out several Republican representatives. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.